1860 Community Radio of the North State. Today we're going to listen to a replay from April 18th of the Dr. Maria Solis Positively Healthy Show. Enjoy.
Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
It's my life, now or never.
Good morning, Reading. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and you're listening to the Positively Healthy Show. So nice to be back. It is once again another beautiful day here in Reading. This show is brought to you by HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we help athletes, but we also help the hard workers of this town, along with their entire families. And I do have to say, I love my amazing patients. They are so sweet. A lot of them are very caring and giving and just really fun to work with every day. I have a great practice. It's been a lot of fun. Savannah.
How's it going?
I haven't seen you in so long. I'm glad that you're back.
I haven't seen you probably since March.
I know. Did you have a good time on your trip?
Indonesia?
Yes.
It was life-changing.
Oh, wow.
So worth it.
Yeah, that's so perfect. If I were to say one word, that was your word, life-changing.
Yep, that's good. It.
Well, welcome back, and thanks for hanging out with us today. Well, today we have a very, I would say, informative show. I think that you can look at it like that. Definitely, we're staying positive here as Positively Healthy Show. We're talking about personal protection. We are talking about equipping yourself, empowering yourself, and educating yourself. We have a special guest co-host today. But also, before I introduce her, we have a special guest coming in at the bottom of the hour to talk about Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. And so now, here with me today in the studio, I have a special lady. She's a hard worker. I met her for the first time at the Cupcakes and Caregivers. She's a damsel. She is a damsel pro with Damsel in Defense. Is that what you call yourself?
Yes.
Welcome, Rebecca Laveau, to the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Hi, Rebecca. So equip, empower, and educate. That's an awesome mantra for a business to have.
Yes, we take obviously our personal safety very, very, very close to heart.
Mm-hmm.
Equip and educate and empower. We want people to have an option to be able to protect themselves, to feel a little bit more empowered that they do have a personal protection item on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing company. It's about 3.5 years old. I've been doing this for about 2 years, and I absolutely love it.
They grew very quickly. You can see how important it was for women to feel empowered in this way. I mean, 2011, wasn't that? September.
Yes, Mindy Lynn and Bethany Hughes are the co-founders,
mm-hmm.
and both of them had been victims of sexual assault at a younger age,
mm-hmm.
and so they have families, and they had a strong passion for personal protection, non-lethal form of that. So they got together, they got this great group of products, and they started doing trade shows themselves. They realized that they can't do this alone, so they realized they're going to need to bring some other people on.
Just some, right?
Yeah, just a few. So their husbands gave them let's do 100 reps
mm-hmm.
in 6 months. So within the first year, we had 1,000 reps.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was 2 years, we had 3,000. And right now at 3.5 years, we're, I believe, about 8,500,
8,600. Yeah. So watch out. Those ladies are out there. They're
yes.
educating themselves and they're educating other women and men,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
About what?
Just being aware of your surroundings, mm-hmm. number one. There's, you know, the domestic violence and the assaults. I mean, the statistics are way too high. And then mm-hmm. you figure the statistics that are reported, that not everything is reported. So we just, our mission is, you know, we have a lot of charities that we give back to. That's a lot of.
Yeah, you guys are partnered with a lot of people. When we come back, we're going to talk about statistics,
mm-hmm.
okay? We are going to talk about the people that your company is partnered with, Damsel mm-hmm. in Defense. And then we're going to talk about so many other things. Please come on back to the Positively Healthy Show. We've got a lot to talk about on the way back. Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Hi, this is Linda Bai. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bai. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bai. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Get ready, race fans. NASCAR Pro Series West roars into Shasta County for the Bill Schmidt Memorial 150 K&N race at the Shasta Speedway, May 29th and 30th. This will be the first time in 22 years a NASCAR Racing Series has raced at the Shasta Speedway, and you don't have to miss any of it. Over 20 NASCAR drivers will compete 150 laps. Just go to ShastaSpeedway.com for complete details. Don't miss your chance to experience NASCAR at the Shasta Speedway on May 30th. Get your advance tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com Ticketly or buy local at participating Tri-Counties banks and Napa Auto Parts. This is sure to be a sellout NASCAR event right here in Anderson. There's still time to get your tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com Ticketly or local outlets. You can experience NASCAR right here at the Shasta Speedway on Saturday, May 30th. See you there.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and my guest co-host today is Rebecca Laveau, and she's with Damsel in Defense. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah. So right now we were going to talk about some kind of not so fun statistics out there, right?
Yes. The statistics are insane, and that's, you know, a lot of our mission and our company is we're directed at trying to bring these down because they are way too high. A violent crime happens every 26 seconds in the United States. One in three women will experience domestic violence sometime in their lives. One in five women are survivors of rape. And then on children, a child is abducted every 40 seconds. And, you know, that's – and these are based on what's reported.
Yes, and it's from nomore.org or FBI.gov. So those are some –
Yes.
Some of where you got the statistics from. And there's other statistics out there. But yeah,
yes.
The underreported can be so much more. And then there's in between, right? Survivors of rape. What if the people that didn't survive?
Yeah.
You know, or the child is abducted every day. That doesn't talk about the children that actually get to come back or the children
that don't get to come back.
So, yeah, the statistics are bad, so let's kind of, in this show, what we're going to do is we're going to help with solutions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or some ideas. And I think one major idea that I've talked about on the show before because of my background with martial arts, and I think my dad was even on the show, but one of the biggest things I like to talk about is awareness. And don't you guys do that in your classes?
Yes, I do. I do home parties, presentations at workplaces, that type of thing. And in those, obviously, I bring the product line. I set that up. I have that available for people to learn about each product. And, you know, if they want to fire off a stun gun in that, they can do that as well. But more importantly to me is that they leave more aware. In my parties, I do incorporate some safety tips, some situational awareness. And I do some self-defense moves in there because I think that even if you get a product, you should back it up with a self-defense class. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that teaches awareness as well. So,
yes.
So give us some tips.
Yeah. So, you know, the number one is your cell phone. You're walking out of Target and put your phone away.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking, you're talking, you're texting.
Mm-hmm.
You're not paying attention to your surroundings. Put it away. Walk to your car. Get in. Lock your door.
Mm-hmm.
You just completely are open. You know, at that point, if you're messing around with your phone, you see people on the river trail and that running with both of their earbuds in.
I know.
Take one of them out. Yeah. You know, at least you can hear something because somebody can come up from behind you and you'd have no idea if you have both earbuds in.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay, so awareness, the first line of defense. I like to look at that as know what's around you. If you are walking out of Target, if you are walking out of your office late at night, oh my gosh, no one else stayed with you to walk out with you. You're the only one at start. Have something in your hand, right?
Yes, yes.
What could you have in your hand?
You know, we range our products from Kubotons, which are martial arts tools for jabbing any bony surface nerve ending, to our pepper sprays, to the stun guns. So, you know, there's, and I always mention too, you want to layer your protection because not every single one is going to be perfect for that situation. You know, if it's super windy, probably pepper spray is not your best bet because it may actually spray back onto you. So you want to just keep that in mind. You know, layering your protection and having it available, have it out in your hand. Because if you're out by your car and somebody's coming at you, they're not going to wait for you to dig through your purse to find your pepper spray or your stun gun. You want to have it out and ready to go.
Yes. And the, what I'm reading here is the criminal's primary strategy is to use the advantage of surprise. Mm-hmm. And so for you to be aware beforehand of anything potential. Now, I'm not trying to create people that are, you know, paranoid, but I think it's wise of anyone, women and men and young kids, to be aware of their surroundings. And by projecting that presence about themselves that's confident, right?
Yes.
It's less likely that an altercation of any kind might happen with that certain air about you. You're walking fast, you look confident, you have a
shoulders
purpose,
back, your head up.
You know where you're going. And then one of the other things I like to talk about is using your sixth sense, your intuition.
Your gut instinct, absolutely. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do not pay attention to that. And if I could tell you one thing is pay attention to your gut, because if something does not feel right, it more than likely is not.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back a little bit and talk about Rebecca. why did you start doing this? And you said you've been doing it for 2 years now. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So just, what is your why?
You know, I started, obviously I wanted a little bit of extra income and some mommy time. I have three children. So, you know, I get to go out and schmooze with women and, you know, educate and empower them. I did have a few friends that have had unfortunate situations with sexual assault. And I did have one that actually, her life was taken by her ex-husband. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, that something like this may or may not have been able to save her life, but it could have given her an option and possibly a way out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just things like that. It's a real passion for me to do this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. So, yeah, we never know, looking back, what could have helped somebody that may have not made it.
Yes.
But like you said, I think you had told me in the green room that even if someone doesn't buy something at your class, you know, and you feel so good that they got that information about educating themselves and helping themselves out. So.
Yes. And I'm the beginning of my parties or presentations, I do mention to people, you know, I want you to put your guard down. Mm-hmm. I know most parties, you know, your Tupperware parties and that you go to and it's, they want you to buy stuff. And, you know, if you buy something great, you know, I do get an income off of that. But if you leave more aware and you have, you know, maybe a couple self-defense moves or just more awareness, I am happy with that because that's, I feel like that's my part of giving back. So that's the passion that drives me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about something else. The self-defense training that you do, where did you learn that and what do you focus on in your class?
And I actually have been working with a lady, Avery Vilche, which is a retired pro fighter, pro MMA fighter down in Red Bluff. Mm-hmm. Has an amazing class. She does them about every 2 months, usually on a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And I usually post that information on my Facebook page for my customers to be able to come down there. But definitely worth it.
So the moves that she's learned is something useful?
Yes, those, they're easy. I mean, I've taken my six-year-old to her class, and he absolutely loved it. So he feels, you know, like he has a little bit of, you know, if something happens, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, okay. So how can someone set up a presentation with you?
They can give me a call, or they can go to my website, email me, however the best.
Okay, and your phone number is 941-1920.
Yes.
That's easy, 941-1920, to be able to call Rebecca, learn about how you can set up a presentation for her to come into your business, come into your home with your girlfriends or whatever situation.
I've done them at people's homes. I've done business presentations. I've also done, if somebody doesn't want to do it at their home, I can set up a pizza parlor. We can go, to mm-hmm. Angelo's or, one of the local pizza spots. They'll let us come in and set up in there.
Have a community room area. Yeah. Okay, that's great. So, well, we got to cut to another commercial. So on our way back, we're going to talk more about Damsel in Defense. Come on back.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like Destination North State, high school football, and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Get ready, race fans. NASCAR Pro Series West roars into Shasta County for the Bill Schmidt Memorial 150 K&N race at the Shasta Speedway, May 29th and 30th. This will be the first time in 22 years a NASCAR racing series has raced at the Shasta Speedway, and you don't have to miss any of it. Over 20 NASCAR drivers will compete 150 laps. Just go to ShastaSpeedway.com for complete details. Don't miss your chance to experience NASCAR at the Shasta Speedway on May 30th. Get your advance tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com Ticketly or buy local at participating Tri-Counties banks and Napa Auto Parts. This is sure to be a sellout NASCAR event right here in Anderson. There's still time to get your tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com Ticketly or local outlets. You can experience NASCAR right here at the Shasta Speedway on Saturday, May 30th. See you there.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show you're listening to now. And in studio today, I have Rebecca Laveau with me from Damsel in Defense. And your website is?
ReadingDamsel.com.
ReadingDamsel.com. Easy, easy. So let's talk about some of the products because, I mean, some of them are quite a bit of responsibility to carry. We already talked a little bit about pepper spray.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the stun gun that you guys have. Well, you guys have more than one, but
yes.
What's up with that, sister?
Yeah, so we have our stun guns. We have 3 different styles. They range between $50 and $65, so they're very affordable. They don't want to put them at a price range, where people can't afford them. So, and the stun guns, how they work, it's they use the high voltage and low amperage to temporarily stun an attacker. Basically, it's not, to sit there and zap them and watch them flop. You're just trying to get out of the situation. So what it does is the area that you stun, the muscle groups in that area do a great deal of work rapidly, mm-hmm. and it just like gets them to where they can't do something mm-hmm. for a moment, and that's your window. That's your window to get out of there. Mm-hmm. I always say stun and run,
mm-hmm.
or spray and get away, or my
little. Okay. Yeah. And the pepper spray,
Our pepper sprays are amazing. They range between, the keychain ones are $10, very affordable. Mm-hmm. All of our pepper sprays have the 18% of the oleoresin capsicum, which is one of the hottest on the market that you can purchase. Mm-hmm. And they have a UV dye in them. So somebody that you spray with this is going to have that on them for up to a week. It sprays out an orange color. They can scrub it off thinking they're good to go. It's going to remain on them under UV light still for up to a week.
Wow.
So that's okay. Very good feature.
Yeah, because then you're going to run away, you're going to call the cops, and you're going to say, this is what happened, go look for them.
Yes.
And they will have something on them.
Yes.
Just so you can find them easier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, I did want to mention, you know, bad things don't just happen to women.
No, no.
So you guys are teaching young men and
yes,
adult men as well.
Yes, the company,
how they can help themselves.
Yes, the company originally kind of was more focused towards women, and then they're like, you know, men are just as much at risk as women. So we did actually in February just bring out some other colors that cater more to men. Mm-hmm. So we're, I mean, there's no gender is
exempt from
no.
Yes. Okay. So, do you see how hard it is to talk about? Sometimes we have a hard time talking about bad things that happen. And so I think, especially with our next guest coming up and the things that you do with your presentations, it's so much easier to bring up a really bad situation and talk about how you can possibly help yourself and what kind of support you can get mm-hmm. before and after the situation.
Yes.
So,
have a plan.
Yes, definitely have a plan. I like the idea of the hollers.
Yes, the holla his and the holla hers are our personal alarms. They come with a little flashlight on, as all of our products have a flashlight, even mm-hmm. the stun guns. And I like these. Both of my young boys have a lanyard, mm-hmm. So they have their little holla his hanging from it. So if we mm-hmm. go to an event or something, or if they want to go into the store bathroom by themselves, mm-hmm. I stand right outside the door. They mm-hmm. go in together, and if I hear that alarm, I'm barging in.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives me a little bit of peace of mind. A lot of parents kind of hear kids, you know, in the background screaming, and you never know if it's really serious or not. But everybody turns around for an alarm. Everybody wants to see what that alarm is. So.
What does it sound like? I think I heard a little bit at the cupcake.
Pretty loud. Yeah, it's 120 decimals, so it's pretty loud.
Okay.
And some people in a situation, they just completely freeze up. They don't know what to do. So having something like that to bring attention mm-hmm. Is a good thing.
Great point. A lot of times in serious situations, the body physiologically is just in shock.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of the training with martial arts or self-defense or whatever you want to call it mm-hmm. is to be able to move instead of freeze.
Yes.
And I think that's a huge part of this that we're talking about. And so if you can just practice and train yourself to push, I don't know, what is it, like a squeeze?
You just slide the little button and it sets off the alarm.
Sets off the alarm. Or train yourself to run.
Yeah, you want to yell. You want to get loud. Mm-hmm. Somebody's not wanting an attacker that is going to be loud and bring attention to the situation. They want somebody that's just going to be quiet and not, you know, give much of a fight.
Mm-hmm.
So they may think twice. If you're, you know, starting to scream and yell, you do your alarm, you zap off your stun gun, you know, back off.
You know, and a lot of women have been trained in the home to be quiet and to only speak when spoken to and to act in a shy and meek way, and hopefully that's not the case with a lot of parenting going on now. But so before, probably when I was younger, I might have been afraid to say something if I was feeling uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, now that I'm older, I don't even care anymore.
Yeah,
I've been in a car with a girlfriend. We just maybe went to lunch, and we're coming back, and I'm leaving on the passenger side, open the door. This one guy walks up to me. Do you remember like 10 years ago when people would sell perfume and they would just come up to you
and spray you
in the parking lots and stuff? Yeah, I said, whoa, stop. And I put my hand up. That's a huge thing that you
absolutely
can do. And he's like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
And I said, don't just come up on me like that.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you want to create your bubble.
Yeah.
You don't, and don't feel.
I don't feel bad anymore.
No, yeah. No, don't feel embarrassed or anything. Yeah. Step back. They're in your space.
Yeah, I've had to do that twice to people.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And then the other time was I was at home and literally this guy was selling something, I guess. And I had my young niece and nephew with me in the back seats, in their car seats. And I went to park in the garage and I was pulling them out and he came up into the garage and I was like, whoa, 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 you need to back off.
Yeah.
And if you are literally trying to sell me something right now, you could go to the front door and ring the bell. You do not come up on me like that.
No.
And he was like, whoa, I'm so sorry. You never know. I didn't know what he was doing. I had two kids right there. That was kind of a rough situation. So anyways, we've got some more information coming up here in the next half hour. Some really good information that I would love for you to hang out with us still. Just remember those statistics and let's stay positive and have a plan. Equip yourself.
Yes.
Empower yourself. Educate yourself. This is the Positively Healthy Show. Come on back.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-123.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Sugar, yes, please. Welcome back. You're listening to the Positively Healthy Show, and we've got some great information for you today. Joe Comincy's in the house.
Yay.
With I want to say you're with Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, but who are you representing?
I work for the Shasta Builders Exchange.
Okay.
I'm the executive director.
Okay.
And we have put a team together. And I'm also chairing the event.
Wow, you're doing a lot. So what does it take to chair an event like this?
It doesn't really take a lot. It's
okay.
Actually kind of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
you have to be willing to wear high heels, which I'm willing to do.
Wait, what size are you? I just got to know.
I think I'm a 14. Yeah, but I go for the tall red pump myself.
Nice.
This will be about my fifth year doing it.
So and you've broken in those red pumps.
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable in it.
That's
and
cool.
And they're quite a workout, as you ladies probably know.
Yeah. Oh, we kind of know, Joe.
Yeah. No, I can do it for about an hour, and then I'm done for at least a year.
Yeah. So is that the mile is about an hour?
Yeah, it takes about a half hour, 45 minutes.
Hour.
But when we were doing the commercial, I had them on for about an hour, and my legs were screaming. It was painful.
So let's talk about the cause. It's an international event.
Yes, this is an international event.
Mm-hmm.
It's very shocking when you really stop and think about this whole concept and domestic violence. And I have some experience with it. I grew up in a law enforcement family.
Mm-hmm.
I spent some time myself in law enforcement. I have a son in law enforcement. And you see a lot of things in law enforcement that upset you, but probably domestic violence, child abuse, spousal abuse are probably the most disturbing. And when you really look at the statistics, they're horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we're done this interview, 20 women in our country will have been sexually assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we go to bed tonight, 3 women and 1 man will be murdered by an intimate partner. I mean, it's a horrific problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a police problem. It's not just a social service problem. It's a societal problem. And we as a community need to literally stand up and say no more.
Mm-hmm.
No more silence, no more excuses, no more violence, just no more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what this is about, and that's what's motivating to me. It's also good for our organization. The Builders Exchange is invested in the community. We're not just a construction organization. We're about creating a better quality of life, because a better quality of life brings businesses, brings people. People live in houses, people who start businesses build buildings. So
yes.
It really makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And in looking at a problem like this, it is fixable. If we all get on the same page and truly want to make a difference and suffer for 45 minutes in some high heels to raise thousands of dollars, it's well worth the pain for the potential gain.
So where does the money go towards?
It goes in this event, everything go to One Safe Place. And if you know the things One Safe Place is doing, they're in the process of building this Sierra Center. They are a great resource in this community that allows people who are victims of this type of sexualized violence to have a place to go, a place where they can feel safe and secure.
How much are you guys hoping to raise?
I don't know what the total amount is. Uh-huh. My personal goal is I want $5,000 from our organization,
for my team. How many people are on your team?
I've got five right now that will actually walk, my board members and me. But I have a lot of people in the background who will throw money at us, which is really what we want.
Nice.
And then my goal is to get as many walkers on the promenade, because it's right down at the Market Street Promenade. I want to get as many walkers down there, but I want to get as many people. I really want to get the entire community involved in this because this, again, is a community issue. And I have my son. I have four boys. And I have my youngest son, Sam, who's 16, is involved with me. He's been on a couple of the – he was on the commercial
promos?
With me.
Yes, I've heard
he's
it.
He's been on the commercial with me. And his football team for UPrep is going to walk
this.
So I really wanted young men to get involved in this, to realize that this is a problem and that needs to be addressed by everyone. And the younger you start, the better.
Yes, you know, educating them young.
Yes,
for sure.
And that's what I noticed. I was telling Rebecca I had organized Take Back the Night way back when I was in college in Chico. And that event, it originally was just women. And I didn't understand that when I came in. I was like, what's going on here? We're speaking to the women that this is happening to. We need to be inclusive and invite the men. They need to know what's going on. I love the difference in the two and that you guys are doing that and making it all-inclusive there.
Yeah, it needs community attention.
Totally.
And it really needs to be a community event, and young people, older people, women, everybody should be involved.
Mm-hmm. So how does it work? I haven't gone to one.
It is a very simple event to be involved in.
Uh-huh.
There's no upfront costs except for the price of the heels. And depending on how stylish you want to get, that's really where you'll invest your money. And actually, you don't even need to be in high heels. You can get a woman's shoe. There's a military group. Melissa is trying to get combat veterans involved, and they can walk in combat boots. The key is just to get people out, but it's very simple to do. You just go to the website, One Safe Place, so it's ospshasta.org.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes up, you'll see a logo that has the Walk a Mile logo on it. You'll see the high heel in the walk. Click on that. Scroll to the bottom of the page. You can either register as a walker or you can support a walker, and then you just fill it out.
Okay, perfect. I see it right here. Okay, that's great. And so what time is the event and when and where?
May 9th, Saturday, May 9th, rain or shine. We like to get people down at about 9 o'clock because there'll be a lot of festivities. There'll be remote radio stations. There'll be music. There'll be photographers. There'll be a lot going on.
Okay.
And the actual walk itself starts about 10.
Okay.
And it takes a half hour, 45 minutes, depending on how slow or fast you can actually navigate in high heels.
That's awesome. Do you have any questions for Joe?
No, I just think it's amazing what you guys are doing. I obviously do try to do – I'm doing an event this afternoon, actually, and the proceeds are going to One Safe Place. So any of those events that are donating to that, I definitely try to be a part of that and do the vendor fairs that way.
Yeah, it's an outstanding cause, and it's something that allows us to help people who truly cannot help themselves. I mean, these people are victims of predators, and it is our responsibility to stand up and do what we can.
So what got you involved initially, and how did you become the chair of the
I really don't know. I just got asked. Angela is in my Rotary, and she's a deputy director, if that's the right title for her. And she just came up and asked me if I'd like to do it. And I said, sure, I'd be honored to do it.
Aww.
I first got involved with Leadership Reading about 5 years ago. Our class did it, and I just thought this is such a great cause, and it is a lot of fun, and you know, you really poke a lot of fun at yourself, and some guys really get into it, and you know, you can get your friends to, well, you know, I'll wear a scarf if you give me more money, you know, I'll carry a handbag if you give me more money.
Yes, I think Carl's doing that.
Yeah, so that a lot of guys will do that, and you know, it's all for the money, it's all for the cause.
Yeah,
so
and
it's
you got
awesome.
A lot of paperwork there going on.
I keep
sir.
A stack of everything that we go through. So anytime I take some notes or we go to a meeting or I put a flyer together, I just keep a stack of stuff so that if
anything you want to share?
I think what the biggest thing is, please, even if you're not involved in the event, come to the event.
Yes,
just let us show. This community takes a lot of knocks, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of people who take, I don't want to say they take pleasure, but they do take a lot of time talking about all the things that are wrong in our community. Mm-hmm. Well, every community everywhere has problems and issues. Mm-hmm. It really depends on the individuals in that community who are willing to stand up and make a difference. And I think we live in a great community. Yeah. I have had the pleasure of traveling all across North America. I have four boys born in four different states. So I've seen a lot of other places, and for the last 20 years, I'm proud to call this home, and I want this to be my home. And I know we can make a better community. Yeah. We can overcome these obstacles.
That's awesome.
It's just a matter of us all working together to do
that.
Thank you.
So when we come back, we're going to talk more with Joe about One Safe Place, Walk a Mile in Her Shoe. Please stay tuned. Come on back. Hi, this is...
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything inside the store. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas. I have Rebecca Laveau of Damsel in Defense in studio with me, as well as Joe Kaminsky. You're representing
Shasta Builders Exchange and the chair for Walk a Mile
in Her Shoes. And wow, I've learned a lot today. And originally when I had called to see if you guys could come on, someone had mentioned that, yes, you were in the contractor industry and it was really important for you to get men involved.
Yes, and I think that the construction trades tend to be viewed as pretty much male-dominated, and it has a little bit of a macho spin to it, which is all good stuff. But what we really want to show that these macho men can also be very sensitive and very concerned about our community and about the welfare of women and the welfare of children. And as an organization, we really feel like it's one of the primary principles we should be involved in. Mm-hmm. If we want to create, build buildings for people and build homes for people, we have to create a nice quality of life, and we want people to feel like this is a great community to be involved in and to live in.
And definitely, I don't know, when you first started and you started inviting people into your group to get involved, was it a hard topic for you to talk about? Because it can be.
It is a very difficult topic, and I think it's a topic that we all need to talk much more about, and especially women. Another sad statistic is about 25% of these crimes actually get reported. And that creates an inability for society to fix this problem, but it also creates a very unpleasant experience for the victim. Because often in these cases, the victim tends to feel like maybe there's something she did wrong, or maybe there was something she should have done better, or internalizes it. And that's just so wrong on every level that she needs to feel free to speak out And I think that's why we have this event that is just so fun and flamboyant, that it's okay to speak out about these things, that we need to overcome these societal stereotypes and these restrictions, that people are going to judge a person because mm-hmm. of what they allege happened, that we really need to be more way more open as a society to deal with these issues.
I've been in some pretty sticky situations when I was younger that, you know, I kind of got out of, or I look back now and kind of go, why did I do that? Why did I put myself in that situation? So part of this is being wise and making good decisions. It's not looking back where I'm saying, oh, it was my fault or anything like that. I'm just saying some of it is being aware of your surroundings, making wise decisions. And that's what Rebecca does every day. I don't know if you do things throughout the year. Definitely you have, what you said, 4 boys.
Mm-hmm.
So you're teaching them all their lives about how to treat a woman and, you know, how to.
And my oldest son is in – all my boys are good boys and respectful boys. My oldest is in law enforcement, so he's seeing this mm-hmm. situation from the darker side.
But what I also wanted to bring up, and I think Walk a Mile in Her Shoes does a good job too, is this isn't just happening to women, sexual assault or domestic violence. There is a percentage – I don't know what it is now, but of situations that happen to men as well. And so bringing that to light, that is a hard – maybe harder one to talk about for men because they feel like
there's a certain macho stereotype that they have to abide by. But no, in one of those statistics, as I mentioned before, 3 women and 1 man by the time we go to bed tonight will have been murdered by an intimate partner. So they need to feel free to speak up as well because they're good people and don't necessarily want to feel like people are going to look at them and say, well, you know, what kind of man are you?
Exactly. No,
they're a sensitive man who shouldn't have been treated like this, just like a woman shouldn't be treated like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, and I think that brings to the flamboyance of the event that, you know what, it's okay. Let's just get it out. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's overcome the objections. Let's overcome the stereotypes. Let's let everyone know that we are going to put an end to this sexualized violence.
Well, the red pumps and all that definitely make it easier to talk about in a playful way, not to negate the seriousness of it. But
and for those you know who really have a fashion sense, go crazy. Yeah. Why not?
Okay. So, again, I think so since we want to get people to the event, it's please save the date for Saturday,
it's
May
Saturday,
9th.
It's Saturday, May 9th. It is at get there at 9 o'clock in the morning. The walk won't start till 10. Again, the goal is to get as many people down at that promenade to really express the commitment the community has. Does not take very long to walk. It's not that painful, guys. Usually, you know, 400 milligrams of Advil will take care of it. You'll be fine. It's a great way to raise money, and especially in today's digital world, what I do is I come up with the email I want to send, and then I just my entire address book. I just blast them, and I blast them a couple of times, and I'm doing the same with our members.
Okay.
So it's real easy to get people to reach out and to reach into their pockets and give some money to make this happen.
Okay, and so when they go to the website, when it says you can sponsor, support a walker,
yes,
can they pick who they want to support, or does that money that they put in through the website, does it just go to any group?
No, you can support.
Okay.
So you'll write in. So if you went in there and put in my name,
it
would go both to me and – the Shasta Builders Exchange.
Okay.
So when I get a printout every Friday of what our team is generating. Mm-hmm. It'll show individual names, but it all goes to the team.
Okay, great.
So that's you can do it that way, or individuals can do it.
Okay, and it sounds like probably the best way would be to park at the parking garage,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then walk to the promenade, or walk to the promenade from your house.
Yes. Don't do it in your high heels. Wait till you actually
no.
get to
bring
the promenade.
Bring your tennies. Yeah. And so what was the turnout like last year?
I think it was about probably 150 walkers and then maybe another 50 or so people.
And what are you guys expecting?
I'm going to try to get everybody I can. I'd like to get over 200 walkers, and I'd like to get families down there.
Okay. Dang, that's during my show.
Well, as soon as your show's
I'll talk
over.
About it, yeah.
Well, yeah, talk, shout it out.
I'll,
make people
I'll
come
be like,
to it.
Go on down to the promenade right
That's
now.
Right.
Any more questions for Joe?
No, I think
you guys
it's
work together. You guys are a good
fit. Yeah, you guys have along the same mission. Mm-hmm. Once they've placed on that, that we do. I just am happy to be partnered up. And people throw around the victim, mm-hmm. and I kind of myself tend to like the survivor mm-hmm. versus the victim.
Oh, got it.
Just it's a little bit more.
No, and I think that's true. That's a good way to phrase it.
Mm-hmm. 1 minute, okay. So when we get back, I wanted to talk about your other partners that you have, that you guys are connected to. And I think you're on your way to an event after this.
Yes, I'm doing an event out in Shasta Lake City today. It's all about moms. It's a little Mother's Day vendor and craft fair. And actually, all the proceeds for that do go to One Safe Place as well.
Nice. I like it. Good job, Rebecca. Okay, come on back. We've got just a few more segments to go here, or one more segment to go, and we're almost done. I can't believe how fast it went. So, Positively Healthy Show, come on back.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to experience the brand new riparian forest adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. The new riparian forest adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the forest camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. Joe Kaminsky's in the house. Thank you so much for coming today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We need to know more about this event every year. This year, we definitely want you to come out Saturday, May 9th. Walk a mile in her shoes. Go to the promenade. Get there at 9 o'clock, right?
Sure.
And Rebecca, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you.
And you guys are both educators, I believe, to our community about such an important cause.
Thank
what
you.
I wanted to talk about now is, where is that money going to? You said One Safe Place.
Yes.
And the Sierra building.
Sierra Center is the
Sierra
building
Center.
They're building. I mean, it goes to all the services that they do, and they do a lot of services. Again,
mm-hmm.
they create a safe haven for people in crisis. And I think that's a very important aspect
mm-hmm.
of it. The building itself is, I've been told all the stats about the number of rooms, and I don't remember that, except
mm-hmm.
that it's an outstanding building in that it will allow One Safe Place to house more families, keep the families together. They can stay a little bit longer. They can also bring all their administrative offices there, so it's kind of a one-stop for everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
It creates a very safe environment. It's in the process of being remodeled. The building's being remodeled by members of the Shasta Builders Exchange. I'll throw that in
good.
There.
Good. That's good.
So it's great. No. It's great to bring that money into our community in terms of the building, and it's great to be able to build a center like this where people can truly go and feel safe. I mean, when we all think about home, what home
mm-hmm.
means to
mm-hmm.
us, and how we look at home as our safe haven. It's
exactly.
where we go when everything else is going south,
mm-hmm.
we can go home and feel good. But imagine people who can't do
don't
that.
Have
yeah.
that.
Imagine going home as being a place where they've experienced violence and they've experienced things they should never experience.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if that's an 8-year-old experiencing that, or a mom who's dealing with all the challenges, then God bless moms, that they deal with, and now they have to deal with this other issue. So it's nice to know they have a safe haven. They have a place where they can go, and they can be comfortable, and they can keep their family together, and they can work through this crisis.
That's great. So they have something now. They just are making it bigger.
Yes, yes.
Because the need is there.
The need is there. Mm-hmm. And it's very important, again, to keep the families together and to make the mom, if she's bringing her children in, feel comfortable. And it's very important for her to be with her children during this very difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to keep families together, it's very important.
Okay. Rebecca, you are going to an event after this.
Yes.
That also, the money goes towards One Safe Place,
yes,
which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Hey, One Safe Place is basically here with us in spirit today. So it's an event for moms.
Yes, it's like a Mother's Day type, you know, come and shop and get your mom
craft
some
fair,
items.
Didn't you say?
Craft and vendor fair, yes.
Okay.
It's out at the American Legion in Shasta Lake City.
Okay, and so you're setting up your table,
mm-hmm,
and what are you going to have there?
I'll have my whole product line set up. Mm-hmm. I'll have items to purchase today. And just more importantly, I'm definitely trying to get the message out there. I would like to do some more presentations if anybody is, mm-hmm, looking to do a business presentation, a home party, anything like that. And I'm always looking for more women to join my team to get out there and spread the mission.
How can they get hold of you?
They can call me. On my phone is 941-1920,
mm-hmm,
or they can go to readingdamsel.com and learn some more information about the company and our products.
Okay. So we're talking about more than just pepper spray and stun guns.
Yes.
Ooh, the one thing I wanted to mention about the stun guns, the age requirement.
Yes. Normally, the stun guns and the pepper sprays are 18 and older.
Mm-hmm.
And then the restriction with they cannot be a felon. A felon, I cannot sell one to a felon. Mm-hmm. Between 16 and 18 years old can carry. They have to have the parent purchase it, and then the parent has to write, you know, Sally can carry a stun gun. And I just exercise caution with this because you know the maturity of your child, so, mm-hmm, you just want to kind of keep that in mind. Not all 16, 17, even 18-year-olds, even 30-year-olds, mm-hmm, should probably have something like this. So, mm-hmm, you just exercise caution and, you know, you walk them through everything, show them how to use it. And
do you do that during the presentation?
I do. I don't like anybody leaving unless I've been able to show them how to use it properly.
Mm-hmm.
People can go online and order, but if anybody has any questions, please call me because I want to make sure you get something that's comfortable for you and you know how to use it properly.
Okay, great. You need to set up a class, even if it's a one-on-one probably, right?
Yeah, I've done, you know, a couple girls, just, mm-hmm, coffee. I've done, mm-hmm, a Seroptimist group.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoke for them, Realtors Association. I actually, a 9-year-old's birthday party, she, mm-hmm, wanted me to come. She saw our table at an event and she wanted me to come, so I obviously toned it down a little bit on some of the human trafficking and that I didn't go into, but just some of the kids stuff,
mm-hmm,
you know, pay attention when you're in the stores. Don't leave the store with anybody, even if it's like your dance coach, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, nobody would ask you to leave the store unless your mom knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
So just, I'll talk to anybody that'll listen to me.
You guys are both the same in that way. That's awesome. Rebecca Laveau, you can reach her at 941-1920. She's here with Damsel in Defense. There was another awesome product that just came out, the Digital Damsel by Damsel in Defense. All important, protecting yourself in the digital way now with all the things that are happening there. Cyberbullying.
Yes.
We
just kind of added
identity,
you know,
theft.
Yes, identity theft. You can get your credit report online, see if anybody's using your information out there. They'll do the computer protection. They'll get on your computer. If there's any malware or anything, they'll remove that. They'll just log right into your computer. You obviously give them access to,
mm-hmm,
do that. But I think a lot with the teenagers, you know, the family plan is $60 a month, and I think it's a great way because these social media is like so out there,
mm-hmm,
and these children, you know, we got to try to monitor that, and it,
mm-hmm,
can get hard sometimes, especially when you have a couple teenagers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's a good thing. It'll send you a notification that, you know, something might not be right, or sexual predators, or, you know, that type of thing. So I think it's an amazing service. I signed on myself just so I can learn a little bit more about it before,
mm-hmm,
I started offering it, and, mm-hmm, I'm so happy with it.
Okay, great. I want to say thank you to both of you for coming on the show today. Again, walk a mile in her shoes, save the date, Saturday, May 9th. Thank you so much, Joe Kaminsky, for coming on today.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. Are you man enough? First you walk the walk, then you talk the talk. Sexualized
Amen.
Violence is not just a woman's issue. Great.
No, it's not. It's a society issue,
mm-hmm,
and a fixable issue.
Okay, and definitely go to OSPShasta.org. That's, again, OSPShasta.org, to go ahead and sign up for this event.
And if you don't have a donor, you can always sponsor, support the Shasta Builders Exchange.
Perfect.
You'll make sure the money goes right to one safe place. Okay. No worries.
Yes, exactly. And Rebecca, again, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We'll definitely have you come back on and tell us how it's been and, after some time. And thank you so much for both of you for educating this community.
Thank you for allowing us the opportunity.
Yeah. So every Saturday, Positively Healthy Show, come on back. I'm on every Saturday now from 10 to 11. And thank you so much for listening. See you next week.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Cleveland police officer has been acquitted in the shooting deaths of two unarmed people in a car following a high-speed chase. Judge John O'Donnell says that Officer Michael Brillo proved that his actions were constitutionally reasonable.
I therefore also find the defendant not guilty of felonious assault, the lesser-included offense on both indicted counts, and the defendant is discharged.
Brillo could have faced up to 22 years in prison had the judge convicted him on two counts of voluntary manslaughter. Also at SRNews.com, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will try again next week to agree on a way to extend surveillance programs under the Patriot Act.
We'll be back in Sunday, May the 31st. One more opportunity to act responsibly, to not allow this program to expire.
Meanwhile, SRN's Linda Kenyon says the Senate has passed a major trade